right, that is green light. Welcome, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in to Lady Diva Live Radio. Thank you all. Phone lines are open right now. I have with me return musician, trombone player, Chanitha Reddick. She is with me today, tonight, everyone. Phone lines are open. Hello. Welcome back, Chanitha.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be back. Thank you for having me.
All right. Yes. Yeah, so where are you calling from, may I ask you first?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
All right, Atlanta, Georgia fans out there. I got a star on my platform. So that song right there, Green Light, what's the story behind the music?
The story behind the music, I do have Miss Jasmine Renee on the line if you wanted to actually bring her on. She can tell you all about it.
Yes, bring her on. Bring her on. Is she there?
She should be. She said she called into the line, so yes, she should be.
Okay, so we're going to continue talking. So I want to ask you what you've been doing since the last time you were on the show. Was that in 2019, 2020?
I believe that was last year. I think it was last year around this time, actually.
Yeah.
So just been recording. I've been doing a lot of recording. I have some great musician friends that have asked me to come into the studio, such as Jasmine Renee, thus the wonderful song Green Light, that is actually in the top 40s now for Apple Music, I believe. But once we get her on, she'll be able to talk a little bit more about that. I play in a few bands. I play in Orchestra Noir, which is an African-American orchestra here in Atlanta, based out of Atlanta. We just had some shows, some 90s shows, where you can actually dress up in your 90s clothes, and we play different 90s R&B music like Tevin Campbell and SWV, Aaliyah, songs like that. So a lot of people love that. So,
man, that's fun. So I have a caller, area code 404. Go ahead.
Hey, this is Jasmine Renee.
Hello, Jasmine.
Hey.
Now,
how are you?
The track song Green Light. Are involved in that song, correct?
Yeah, I'm the singer.
Yes,
that's her song.
So what's the story behind Green Light?
Honestly, it's not a true story. A lot of people think that, but it's just, I don't know. It was an idea that came about during the pandemic. And I came up with the hook, and then I reached out to my producer and had him produce something around the hook. And then I've always wanted to track with live instrumentation, so I reached out to Chanitha, and then I reached out to a couple other musicians and then songwriters, and we just wrote the song together and then put it out August of this year.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, you've done a very good job. I love it. I love it.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Very blessed to be on that. Thank you so much, Jasmine, for having me on that.
Thank you. Chanitha is super dope, so I'm very excited to have her on my track.
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate it. She is dope, though.
She's super dope.
Yeah, so you could stay on the line and listen in on the show. You're more than welcome to speak up. Chanitha, what would you say to the curious listeners that's listening in? Reintroduce yourself about your journey in the entertainment industry and how you collaborated with other artists and musicians and bands. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, I'm a trombone player out here in Atlanta, Georgia. I definitely collab with a lot of artists here in Atlanta. All of my friends, they're super dope artists as well. They always perform in Atlanta, and I come out to support. A lot of people don't know this, but I love to support my friends just as much as I love performing for people. So it's a win-win situation either way. If I'm not playing anywhere, I go out and support. my journey in music, I actually studied music at Morris Brown College. I was there from 99 to 03. It's definitely been a really great journey as far as playing trombone. I started actually in the corporate band scene, which is more like, you know, the wedding band side of things where you actually perform for different weddings with certain bands. And so I've been doing that for a little over 10 years now. It's been very fruitful. I appreciate all the band directors that actually, you know, helped me out with that. And let's see, before all of that, I actually played on the Region Star cruise ship too. I did that for a couple months, and I was in the movie Drumline when I was in school at Morris Brown. Let's see, I did a video with Anderson .Paak. I think that's what I've been doing. I did that, and I did a scene in Cobra Kai as well. There was actually a jazz Christmas scene, like a Christmas party scene in the last episode in season 3. And if you go to that scene, it's like you can see me actually moving from side to side with my trombone, and you know, I was playing the song or what have you. So that was me. I did some songs with Christiane Porter, the comedian. I'm not sure if you're familiar with her, but she dresses up like she has like a church deaconess character that she does. She does a lot of characters, but her main character is Sister Shirley. So she came out with an album that I played on for a few songs as well. And I also have another Urban Honors that's coming up too as well. Urban One Honors Award Show that's going to be airing on January 17th. So I perform with a lot of artists for that as well. So that's what I've been doing.
Well, thank you for that information. I'm a friend for life. I'm glad I got to know you. I'm proud of you, Shanitha. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you so much.
So as we move along,
you.
Yes, thank you. Let's talk about the new single, 80s Baby. Before I spin it, tell me, what's the story behind the music?
What's the story behind the music? I came about, well, I knew I wanted to put out something, and I wanted it to be something that I knew everyone would love, because I like listening to music and, you know, it being like feel-good music, like you just want to play it over and over again. So I wanted to create something like that. So I got with my team. Chris Irvin produced it. He brought on a guitar player, Stephon Williams. And he also, let's see, we got Jay Sax on sax, Nate Myers on sax. We also have Carrie Epps on vocals and Keith White on trumpet. So we came up with a nice, you know, 80s inspired tune with the producer, Chris Irvin. He pretty much produced it to the T. I told him my ideas, and, you know, he brought me something, and I, you know, just, you know, we just created on it. We didn't really, we just went into the studio and just created, like, you know, a really great tune. So a lot of people enjoy it. My DJ friends, they play it in, you know, different clubs and cigar bars and things like that. A lot of people enjoy it. I like to see the crowd's reaction to it, too. So it's really fun. So, but, yeah, everybody enjoys it.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and spin it. I've been getting good feedback on it. Where at on the music charts 80s Baby is on at, do you know?
I don't know. That information I actually have to look into. I'm not exactly sure. But it has been getting a lot of streams through different platforms. It's on, you know, Apple Music and Amazon Music, Deezer, iTunes, Spotify, and things like that. So SoundCloud.
Now, this single was released last summer in August?
Oh, actually, it was released this past August, August 3rd.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and spin 80s Baby. You stand at high C, Shanitha. We'll be right back.
All right. Yes, ma'am.
Hey, baby. You been running through my mind all day. And there's just some things that I want you to know that's been going through my mind. And I wrote it in a little song, and I hope you like it. It goes like this.
I wanna love you.
Information where people can follow up with you on social media or any other information you would like to give towards this newest single. Go right ahead.
All right. The single is actually on all platforms. It's on Spotify. It's on Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon, and Deezer. It's also on SoundCloud, too, so you can stream it there as well. You can find me on social media at Twitter. It's Shanitha Reddick. You spell my first name C-H-E-N-I-T-H-A. Last name is Reddick, R-E-D-D-I-C-K. And it's also Shanitha Reddick on Facebook, I also have a link tree on Instagram. My Instagram is Shanitha on Bone. That's Shanitha Onbone.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. So I would like to ask you, you are a very busy lady, and you collaborate with many artists, musicians, bands. Any upcoming events you have you would like to tease and let us know about? And is there any future music we should be looking forward to?
Definitely going to be some future music. I don't have any in mind right now, but we are definitely, I'm definitely performing with Carrie Epps at the, it's a place called The Patio Social Club. It's a cigar bar in Smyrna, Georgia. That's going to be on Tuesday, December the 21st at 9 p.m. So we will be there. Also, once again, the Urban One Honors is going to be airing on January the 17th on TV One and Cleo TV. And I'm going to be playing in the house band with the, with the KB Players. That consists of Miss Kim Burris being the, she's the MD for that particular band as well. So it's a nice lineup for the Urban One Honors show as well. So I'll be opening up with a very famous artist that everyone knows as well. So keep that locked in.
Yes, you need to really post it on social media, on your pages, and let us keep up with that, all that, so I can be ready. I want to be ready. I want to see that.
Yes, ma'am. I sure yes. will.
Wow, girl. I have other tracks I would like to play around the end of the show. Tracks starting off, Addicted to Love. I need you to tell me a little bit about that song and the band and the artist that you're collaborating with or you're all together with in that one. Can you tell me the story behind the music on that one?
The story, if I had to guess, it is about two lovers. It's just talking about their journeys together. It's called Addicted to Love, and it's by the headliner band, or headliner the band, consists of Eric Tolliver on keys, one of my good friends, and we have a saxophone player. His name is Big Saxy. That's what he calls himself. And Nate Myers is on that one, Ahmad Raspberry and myself on trombone.
Okay. All right. That song just got released this year?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Okay.
They have a whole album. I was just on that.
Yes, I've noticed that. I've seen that. Yes. I just now found that out. So thank you for that information. Ain't No
You're
Mountain.
You're very welcome.
Ain't No Mountain is a track I'm really starting to get used to hearing. Who is the artist that you're with on that?
The artist is my good friend, Alan Knighton. He plays saxophone here in Atlanta. And it's a cover of Ain't No Mountain. And so we were able to collab with that. And, you know, it's a really good track. I actually love it.
Yeah, I do too. Yes.
Yeah.
And okay, so those I'll play at the end of the show. And thank you for the information on those bands, musicians, and artists. Shanitha, what is that ultimate desire which you wish all your fans to get out of this newest single, 80s Baby? And Green Light.
Yes. So those tracks, like I said earlier, like I just like to listen to music that I can just play over and over again. And I feel like these tracks are definitely those. Like I can just play them like all day. I just sit in my house and just have them on repeat. So that's what I wanted to get out of it, you know, just to be able to play it, enjoy it, just have like a feel-good attitude, feel good, you know, spreading love, you know, just treating everybody right. The music just makes you want to do that. So so that's what I want to get out of my music. That's my ultimate desire.
All right. Yes. Thank you for that info. Thanks. So Jeff Bradshaw, has been listed as an awarded a good musician. So if he's listening, what would you say to Jeff Bradshaw right now?
Congratulations, definitely. He is definitely one of my favorite trombone players. I would love to collab with him. I actually been following him for a long time. I took a picture with him a long time ago at one of his concerts, and I got to meet him. He's a really cool cat. Just congratulations. He definitely deserves it. Like, seriously, he's very talented. I enjoy his music, definitely,
All right, thank you for that. So as we move along, you're more than welcome to give some shout-outs to all those favorite people that have supported you in your journey and that they keep on supporting you. You got them names ready, Shanitha?
Yes, ma'am. First off, I'd like to, give a shout-out to my dad, Bobby Cheese James. He's definitely been an instrumental piece in my life as far as he's a musician as well. A very strong male vocalist. He always, just gives me the inspiration to just, keep pushing. And he's very supportive. My mom, Vanitha Reddick, she's very supportive as well as my family. My Carol Reddick as well, Carol Reddick Ware. Linda Foltz, my aunt, my uncle, Cephas Reddick. My grandmother, God rest her soul, she just passed away in August. Definitely. She was an instrumental piece in my life as well, very supportive. And that's pretty much it. I just thank everybody, for following me and being supportive. A lot of my friends are very supportive. That's it.
All right. Let's give them an applause. Let's give them an applause. So we're coming to an end of our show. You're always welcome to come back, Shanitha. I love your music. I love your style. I'm so proud of you. You keep doing what you're doing.
It.
Yes. Any words of encouragement you would like to give to those that want to climb your ladder? Any advice? Go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. So, my advice is to just keep pushing, even though you feel like giving up. It's definitely far from the end. Just get the motivation. Just surround yourself with motivated friends that have like-minded experiences, and, just keep yourself close to them, and you guys can grow together.
Yes, and thank you for that. Thank you. And I want to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you, Miss Reddick. You be safe out there.
And same to you. Thank you so much.
So we're going to end the show with some of my favorite tracks where Shanitha Reddick is on. And I want to thank everyone for listening in and calling in. Stay tuned for more new shows all the way to the end of the year. Thank you all. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out for Lady Diva Live Radio. Good night, everyone.
set you free. I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow that when you want me, some way and somehow,
you like it. It goes like this.
I wanna love you.